sad I am and America is for the people of New York City and the tri-state area. I want to let you know there's a quiet anger in America that really is real. And also, though, I can't tell you how proud I am of the good citizens of that, of your part of the world, and the extraordinary job you all are doing. You're doing really a great job on behalf of the citizens of New York City, New York State, and in the tri-state area. So I want to thank you very much for your leadership and dedication.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Secondly, I've been in touch with you all, and you've extended me a kind invitation to come to New York City. I accept. I'll be there tomorrow afternoon after the prayer service at the National Cathedral. I look forward to joining with both of you in thanking the police and fire, the construction trade workers, the restaurant owners, the volunteers, all of whom have really made a huge display for the world to see of the compassion of America and the bravery of America and the strength of America. Every world leader I've talked to in recent days has been impressed by what they have seen about our nation, the fabric of our nation. And I want to thank everybody when I come, so thank you for your hospitality.
Well, Mr. President, thank you for coming to New York. I'm sure that's going to be a great inspiration to all of us, and particularly those thousands of men and women still downtown trying to help us with the rescue efforts. I also want to thank you for all the help we've gotten from the federal government. It's been tremendous. And for your words, you are right. Our nation is united as never before, and we will triumph over this evil with your leadership and your inspiration. And I also have to congratulate the mayor for the tremendous effort he has made. Mr. President, you would be proud of the leadership and the cooperation we've seen here. The city has taken the lead. Your people have been enormously supportive, and we're very grateful.
Well, thanks, George. And Rudy, thank you all. I know you put in a request, and I've directed the Attorney General to expedite any payments of benefits for those fallen public safety officers to their families, any benefits to their families. And the Attorney General, as I understand, will be making a formal announcement of your request today. I told Albaugh anything it takes to help New York. I have been in touch with the Congress. They are expediting a supplemental. We've had great cooperation with members of the Congress in both political parties. So just keep in touch. I know you will. This isn't the first time we've talked, and I really appreciate the fact that you all are in charge. And I know the citizens of New York and the tri-state area, people of New Jersey and Connecticut, are appreciative as well.